WILL's Illinois Newsroom. This is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson, in for Brian Moline. It's Wednesday, June 22nd. Coming up, sickle cell disease can affect fertility in both men and women. Yet many find they are unable to access fertility treatments to be able to have children. That story from Side Effects Public Media is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. A new report highlights the mountain of work ahead to make banking in Illinois more racially equitable. Alex Stegman reports.
The Advancing Equity in Banking Commission's report found minority-owned businesses are more likely to struggle without access to private sector banks in their neighborhoods. Also, mortgage lenders are still less likely to invest in majority-minority communities, contributing to the racial wealth gap. State Treasurer Mike Frericks notes progress, but says it's nowhere near fast enough.
If we continue to pursue change at this current pace, it will take 96 more years for the wealth gap to be closed.
Some changes include initiatives at the major banks. For example, BMO Harris launched a team dedicated to assisting minority businesses, and JPMorgan Chase is offering $600 million to help 3,000 minority families in Chicago purchase a home. I'm Alex Degman.
There's less than a week until the primary election. As Illinois Newsroom's Harrison Malkin reports, the newly drawn 13th congressional district is Democratic-leaning, but far from decided.
It's a busy time on the campaign trail for 13th District Republican candidate Regan Deering, an entrepreneur and activist.
We're on Quail Hill Road in Monticello. I think I've docked on about 12 at this point today.
What seems like the biggest issue, if people say that they're concerned about one issue?
It's typically been the high gas prices and the rise in inflation. Just the cost of everything seems to be going up, groceries, gas.
Elsewhere, at a Juneteenth celebration, Democrat David Palmer, a local businessman, celebrated with community members.
Yeah, we're at the Juneteenth celebration here at Douglas Park in Champaign, and it's going well. We got an amazing turnout, an amazing event. It's just a really good community kind of day here.
Patrick Finkston is a political analyst. He says on the Republican side, it's a two-way race between Decatur-based politicians, Jesse Rising, and Regan Deering. Former political journalist Terry Martin and aerospace engineer Matt Hausman are the other Republican candidates. On the Democratic ticket, Finkston says Nikki Budzinski, a former aide to Governor J.B. Pritzker and President Joe Biden, has an advantage over David Palmer in both the primary and general election.
Nikki Budzinski has run a race that has been very careful and has said nearly nothing. So that she can be in the catbird seat for November.
But Finkston doesn't think it'll be a, quote, slam dunk for Budzinski. He says the road to Congress won't be an easy one. I'm Harrison Malkin, Illinois Newsroom.
Conservative gubernatorial candidate Darren Bailey is feeling optimistic about his campaign. Stopping at the Red Wheel Restaurant and Lounge in Monticello, Bailey says he's looking forward to joining former President Trump with his friend Mary Miller, the 15th District Republican candidate, for a rally on Saturday in the Quincy area.
I see someone with Mary Miller standing up and exposing the problem. See, that's what people want to see. It's for someone like Congressman Davis to stand up and continue to say, this is what I'm going to do. Well, my question is, well, what have you done?
Bailey is focusing on, quote, removing establishment rhinos from office. He thinks inflation is the biggest issue of his campaign, but that safety and education are interconnected to that. Still to come, we'll learn more about how people with sickle cell disease are often unable to access fertility treatments. That story from Side Effects Public Media is next on 217 Today.
In March of 1928, about 40 miles north of Los Angeles, one of the biggest dams in the country blew apart, releasing a wall of water 20 stories high. The fascinating new American Experience documentary, Flood in the Desert, tells the story of the St. Francis Dam disaster, which destroyed hundreds of lives and washed away the reputation of William Mulholland, the father of modern Los Angeles. Stream this and other revealing historical documentaries as a friend of WILL at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. Many who struggle to get pregnant find they're not able to access fertility treatment for financial and other reasons. As Side Effects Public Media's Fada Yusuri reports, patients with sickle cell disease face even greater challenges.
Tiana Wolford has always known she wanted to have exactly 6 kids. Why 6?
Yeah, everyone asked me that. I don't know where that number came from. I felt like 4 wasn't enough, and I never wanted an odd number of children. So I don't know, 6 just seems like a good number.
Wolford is hooked up to pain meds and IV fluids at a hospital in Baltimore as we speak. She had gone into a sickle cell pain crisis a few days earlier. Wolford was born with sickle cell disease, a genetic disorder that makes red blood cells misshapen, causing pain and a host of other problems. By the time she turned 15, she'd had both her hips replaced and needed regular blood transfusions. Her liver was failing, and she had frequent pain crises.
There's just so many complications, infections, hospitalizations, and so by the time I graduated high school, I just felt like defeated, depressed.
One cure for sickle cell disease is a bone marrow transplant. The cells that make sickle blood are replaced with healthy ones to make healthy blood. The procedure comes with risks, relies on finding a match, and not everyone is eligible. But if it works, it can be life-changing. Wolford enrolled in a clinical trial where they're able to use even a half-matched donor. Then she learned a transplant meant exposure to chemotherapy drugs that could affect her fertility. That gave her pause. She was 19 at the time and still wanted half a dozen kids.
And this doctor, he looked at me and he was like, well, honestly, with all the complications you've already had from sickle cell, I don't know why you're even worried about this process making you infertile, because you're probably already infertile. That was the first time that I had heard that sickle cell could affect fertility.
She held out hope because freezing her eggs was still an option. Then she learned it would cost tens of thousands of dollars and her insurance wouldn't cover it. She found that some charitable foundations help cover costs, but only cancer patients qualify.
So long story short, I went through with the transplant kind of feeling like if I was going to be cured from sickle cell, it'd be a fair trade-off to give up my dream of biological children.
Turns out the transplant didn't work. Wolford's body rejected it.
Here I am at 30, still have sickle cell, and I'm infertile.
The vast majority of sickle cell patients in the U.S. are Black. And because of systemic racism, they just don't have access to the same kinds of resources and social capital, says Dr. Lydia Pecker. She studies fertility in sickle cell disease at Johns Hopkins University. And it's not just the finances. Medical guidelines help ensure kids with cancer exposed to chemo are referred for fertility preservation. Pecker says the lack of such guidelines for sickle cell means patients may not always get that referral.
We've just decided that we're comfortable with this paradigm where the treatment is pitted against fertility, right? Like you can have treatment or you can have fertility. But what we say in cancer care is you can have treatment and you can have fertility, right?
Granted, even for cancer patients, Medicaid coverage of fertility preservation varies by state. And Pecker says in states that mandate coverage from private insurers,
some of them only offer fertility preservation or cover fertility preservation for people with cancer, right? So sickle cell is just left out altogether.
And that's a real issue, because even without undergoing a transplant or other treatments, sickle cell disease itself can damage the body in ways that make it hard for both men and women to have children. It's why Tiana Wolford launched a nonprofit to raise awareness and funding to help patients afford fertility treatment.
Most days it's empowering, but on some days it's really hard because I don't think a lot of people realize that I'm fighting for something that I didn't have access to.
Today, Wolford is 30, and her doctors say her ovarian reserves are now almost undetectable. So lately, she's been trying to come to terms with the fact that she may never conceive a child. Farah Yusri, Side Effects Public Media.
This story is supported by a grant from the USC Annenberg Center for Health Journalism. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be partly cloudy with a high of 91 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Alex Stegman, Harrison Malkin, and Fada Yusuri. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Farah Anderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.